six, five.
Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Berrien grabbed by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards. And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Meant to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to an episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. I'm your host, Enzo Orlando, and alongside me is my co-host, Steel Mike, better known as Michael Saris. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy Monday. Yeah, happy Monday, but we both had a great weekend. You played in a golf tournament. Mm-hmm. I was grilling meats at the Greek Festival down at St. Paul and North Royalton.
That's right.
And it was the open weekend, too, where if you were early enough to wake up to see the first time, you were lucky to see most of it, but if you're like me, who slept until like 9 and still able to see a good amount of chunk of it, but
yeah, there's there's before the cuts, you got I think it starts at 1:30 in the morning, the television time. So, it's always good viewing. I like it that it's finished early. It's kind of gives you a taste of living on the West Coast when
the East Coast plays games.
Yeah, just stuff is you know, like football games are at 1, they're at, 10 o'clock in the Pacific time zone. So, yeah, it was a nice weekend.
It was nice, and you won the ice cream bet. I think we split this year.
Yeah, the
Masters in the Open. I had the PGA in the U.S. Open.
Right, yep.
So, congratulations. You'll be getting that
Thank
soon.
You. Yes. And yes, don't want it today. Been had a little...
Too much.
A little overload on Mitchell's this weekend.
You might have to cut back.
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, we went every night. We went Wednesday. Did we go Wednesday to Westlake? Yep, we went Thursday to Westlake. We went Friday to Westlake.
Friday you were at the Indians game.
We did, but we went, I think we went after. We went to 25th.
Went on 25th.
Yep, and then Saturday, we didn't go Saturday.
Saturday was the Greek festival, and you had the baklava.
The baklava.
You took like a little.
I took a little, yeah, so. Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, your man Rory was so close to winning, but putting wasn't that good.
He was, yeah, and I've taken Cam Smith and all our other bets. I've taken a bunch of pools. For some reason, I didn't take him at the Open, and he putted his ass off, and... really played fearless golf down the stretch. Hit some great putts. Hit a great putt from off the green on 17, the road hole, which is a very famous hole, par 4. And he hit a putt, wrapped it around, and then hit another about 15, 17 footer to save par. And then he hit a great lag putt on 18 to put him within like 3 feet and made birdie on Avery on the last hole. That kind of clinched it. So, yeah. Congrats to him. I was happy to see him win.
Yeah, it was. I mean, all of our picks, they did make the cut, and Saturday moving day was, say, more than likely the deciding day of who was going to win our bet. I mean, I had Thomas wasn't playing good Saturday. Johnson played good, and so did Fleetwood. I mean, you had McRoy was unstoppable on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and
Shoffley.
Scotty Scheffler, too, yeah.
Yep, and Scheffler. Yeah, Scheffler
was playing good.
Scheffler played really good on Saturday, but he backed up a little bit. I thought he might contend on Sunday, and he had a couple bogeys. Bogeys didn't have the flat stick going well, didn't putt it well, so.
Yeah, and another thing, it was Tiger Woods playing the Open. I mean, St. Andrews, very difficult course to walk on. and, you know, him with his leg injury and stuff. And I think he said a goodbye to St. Andrews, but was this the last time he's competing in the Open?
No, I don't believe he's going to compete. No, I don't believe so.
He probably won't compete when it's at St. Andrews next. So.
I don't know. I mean, the British Open, the Open, past winners get automatic invites, I think, until they're 60.
Tiger's
46, I believe. So he's got 14 years, you know. I mean, I don't think he's the type of guy that's, you know, if he's going to go there, if he, you know, doesn't think he can win, he might not compete. But I don't think that's the last, because I think it's been every 5 years that they go back.
Yeah, it's like 5 years.
So he'll be in his 50. I mean, he'll be younger than me still, so I think he'll give it a go.
If he can win, he'll definitely give it a go.
Yeah, it's not really that difficult, of course. It's pretty flat to walk, as opposed to some of the other ones. I mean, it is, you know, there's a lot of, like, in and out of bunkers. That's difficult. But, yeah, I don't know. I think he'll come back. And I don't think that's his last Open either, for sure. So, he's only a little more than a year out from his accident.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be his last British Open or the Open, whatever they call it now. But I just kind of thought, you know, last one at that particular course.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you ever been on Scotland?
I have not. I'd really like to go. I've been to the UK. And I played golf at a place, just some real dummy course in Kent. But no, I have not been to Scotland, not been to Ireland. So definitely want to, it's a bucket list, and want to play some golf over there, and like would like to go to the Open. So, yeah.
I'm either one of those, whichever one I'm good with, playing golf there or attending the Open. I think I'd much rather try to play golf just to see what my score will be.
Mm-hmm.
Will be higher than what I shoot now. Well, we'll see whenever we go. Who knows how much better my game is going to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's only up from here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the day I beat you, which you're still in your golf prime, and golf's a sport where you play until you're 80.
Yep.
So,
we'll see. You can't be shooting triple digits and think you're going to beat me.
I did shoot 96 last summer.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yeah.
Just play by the rules?
I, you know, I cut and I'm like, it's close to the hole. It's like Clubland. Yeah. I pick it up.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think you're going to beat me? You think I'm going to give you putts like that? No?
When I play with you, I beat you.
Okay. So the 96 is probably a 102, right?
Probably 102. Add on 6 stroke.
Uh-huh.
8 strokes, yeah.
All right. Keep grinding. That's what you got to do.
All right, well, transitioning into the Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians, folks. Right now, it's the All-Star break, and, of course, Jose Ramirez, Andrés Giménez, and Emmanuel Clase are representing us in the All-Star game. Ramirez, home run derby tonight, and All-Star game tomorrow down at Dodger Stadium, but... We're at the halfway point, and what are your thoughts on this team so far, halfway through the MLB season? Have they surprised you? Do you think they're going to be in this second place in the AL Central?
I guess I'm a little more pleased than I thought I would be at this point. I thought the White Sox would fare better. They've got, you know, a hell of a lineup. Their pitching sort of failed them. I still think they'll be one to contend with. But yeah, they've been a pleasant surprise. You know, they got as much as 8 games really well in solid pitching. They were hitting the ball, and then they just, you know, about 2-3 weeks ago they sort of hit the skids and weren't playing good defense. Pitching wasn't the starting pitching wasn't gelling for them. Then they had a couple hiccups in the bullpen. But you know, when you got Terry Francona going in the dugout, and they keep, you know, rotating out these young guys, you know, from the minor league systems, you know, anything's happened. So they're 2 games over 500. They're right there within the division. I think they'll compete the rest of the year.
Back of Twins.
Yeah. So it's been a It's been a nice surprise. I mean, Jimenez having a great year, and Rosario's hitting the ball well. You know, their outfield really has gotten solidified. Straw has struggled for like a month and a half. He seems to be coming around. So, yeah, I mean, they're, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be a buyer or a seller here at the All-Star break, but or at the trade deadline. They might try and add something. I think they've got good the catching is still a little question mark with hitting, and they've got good defenders, but they're not getting any production, you know, hitting wise out of there. It's been and I don't know if Gonzalez, I don't know what his story. He came on really strong, and he's been hurt. I don't know if he's on a rehab assignment, but he's been out for about 2-3 weeks, and he was really integral in that run that they had that got him 8 games over .500. So, yeah, I'd give him a B. That's great at this point.
That's good. I mean, I would say the Guardians really did surprise me. I thought they'd be more third place, fourth, maybe second. I thought Chicago and Minnesota much better, but. The White Sox stink mainly because their manager is old.
The White Sox stink because their manager's old?
He just hasn't adopted the modern game, and he's managing all these young guys that are very talented.
What do you mean he just hasn't adapted to the modern game?
Just the way these players play, and just, you know, the energy vibe in the clubhouse, like, you know, like how Tito is, you know, motivating the guys.
Uh-huh.
Well, it really doesn't seem like that.
Okay, I mean,
right. That's my opinion.
That's your opinion. But where are you getting this information from?
Other podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Or just the opinions on, you know, the local radio.
Okay.
All right. But I'm impressed with them. I'm happy the way they're playing. When you said you went Friday night, it was a pretty good crowd. The whole lower bowl was filled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's nice always night. Good to see.
It was a good night for baseball, yeah.
That was, and then I'm looking at it now. I mean, I think, you know, they can either be in the wild card, but the wild card's looking tough because I'm looking at the AL East, and looks like any of those teams can literally make the wild card. But I think our best bet, we can probably win the division depending on the way Minnesota and Chicago do.
The schedule's balanced. We still got a lot of games left against the Twins and the White Sox, so I think we go to Chicago after the All-Star break. So yeah, I mean, you know, they're right there. You know, will they be there at the end? I don't know. I mean, I think I think the Twins and the White Sox have better offensive lineups. So, you know, will the Tribes lineup, you know, endure? September.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had any, you know, knock on wood, haven't had any injuries really. Too many serious ones. Starting pitching has been pretty much held together. So, you know, that stuff all plays into it.
It really does. And you see them throughout the past seasons with the Indians, Guardians. I mean, there were Indians more, but they would have these, like, hot and cold offense. Like, 1 week they're hot, next week they're cold, or another 1 month they're hot or something. So it's all going to depend on really how our hitting is and pitching too. I mean, fantastic starting lineup we have, great bullpen too. But it's all going to depend. I mean, still got about 100 some games left.
No. We've played how many?
Last one. Well, we played 90. Nice,
right?
Yeah.
So there's 162 games. So it's like 70 something.
Okay.
72 to be exact.
Got it. And we did sweep the Tigers, by the way, because it was 3 games, even though yesterday got postponed.
Right.
Get that. And Chicago, and oh, we got Boston and Tampa after that to finish out July. That looks fun. We didn't do well against Boston. And I believe this is the first time we faced Tampa.
I think so. I think that's correct.
It's in the ugly Tropicana field.
Yeah.
That's always fun. Before we get into Drunkies, gotta something to ask you. Just any of your thoughts on Baker Mayfield and the Browns, and just the Baker Mayfield in general, not the whole trade thing. Just what he did for this team after being bad for a lot of years and kind of.
Well, I mean, he did his job. Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, yeah, what he did for this team, he did his job. He was a starting quarterback, and he came in, and, you know, what was that, 3-4 years ago when he came in on a Thursday night game and, you know, sparked them, played out the string that season, and you know, almost took them to the playoffs that year. We had to beat Baltimore. I think we lost Baltimore. Is that when he set the rookie touchdown record? And then, you know, and then the next year, I think he had a step back. And then the following year, the following year was when,
2020 was Stefanski's first year. COVID season. We went to the playoffs, beat Pittsburgh at Heinz Field, and almost beat the Chiefs.
So, you know, I mean, he, again, what did he do? He did his job as the quarterback, as a starting quarterback. I mean, you know, he got hurt last year. You know, he had a little fall off. He had that great, you know, rookie season. So, I don't know. I mean, I think he did okay. But the Browns really...
Browned the situation with him.
Browned it?
Like, you know, they kind of, like, with getting Watson and everything, like... Because they said, Baker's our quarterback, like, end of the season.
Yeah, I don't think they treated him fairly, you know. The owners have made it pretty clear they've got tons of money, and they're going to do anything and everything they can to, you know, bring a championship with all their funds. So, that's my take.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Now,
what are you doing, Drunky?
Drunky of the week. Michael, I'll let you have the honor since you won the ice cream bet.
Okay. My drunky is going to be Sergio Garcia, as he has rumored and indicated that he wants to leave the DP World Tour, so the, you know, the old European Tour, because he doesn't feel loved. You know, he left the PGA Tour to join the LIV Tour, and, you know, now he's concerned about feeling loved. He left for money, bottom line. So, the hell with Sergio. He's my drunkie of the week.
I've had enough of Sergio the past couple years. His tantrum on this course, his whining about the PGA and then resigning and joining LIV, and now hearing about this. Guy's just a big baby.
Mm-hmm.
Go in some diapers, Sergio.
What are you doing, drunkie?
My drunkie of the week are NHL fans. They were talking smack about Columbus when the Flames traded Johnny Gaudreau, better known as Johnny Hockey from some people, to the Blue Jackets, and they were literally... So it was on Twitter and all that. I know you're not on there, but they were saying, like, oh, Columbus, what is there to do there? There's nothing. Oh, it's just cornfields and stuff. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's like, I think it was like a bunch of these Canadians and a couple of the American people who've never been to Columbus and don't realize the city that's 2 hours away from us is a pretty good city. It's home to the Ohio State University and one of the best college football programs in the country. Booming economy over there. I mean, a lot of opportunities for people, and I got a lot of friends there, so do you, and as you know, it's just like, don't talk smack about something unless you actually been there. That's how I say it.
That's,
you know,
nice,
like, you can't just, you know, be like, just because you've never been there, like, I've been to Boston, I think it's a great city, but I just think the people are jerks there. All right, there's my opinion on Boston.
Okay.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of great places in the world, and just gotta try it. Like, you can't just, I can't just say, like, oh, well, there's nothing to do in Montana. It's crappy. There's nothing to do. Like, I've never been there. I never experienced it.
Right. Right. That would be an uneducated opinion.
Yes. So that was my drunk of the week.
Okay. So it's the fans?
Yeah, the NHL fans.
From a specific region?
It was just on Twitter, right?
Oh. So. On Twitter.
On Twitter. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Going World on Twitter. And remember, you folks, follow us on Twitter at pass_the_Mike. You know, Facebook, Instagram at PassTheMikeSportsTalk. You can always follow me. Follow Michael, even though he doesn't post anything on Twitter. He posts like once every 4 or 5 months, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, you know, something like that.
You know. But, you know, if you're a cute girl listening and you need a guy who's got a, he's got a beautiful place and, you know, he'll show you a good time.
I always have a good time. Look at that. Wow.
You know?
All right.
Help man out.
Yep. All right, ladies. Look me up.
All right. Take care, everyone. Have a great week.
See ya.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your